are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to do another edition of the Giants Mailbag. We've been fortunate to do a lot of these lately. They're a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy them as well. We have some holdover questions from weeks past, and then we have some brand new questions submitted within the last several hours. So we'll just run through them, and then whatever I don't get to, I do keep in a, you know, backlogged. And so we'll if I don't get to your question, don't worry, it'll be considered for a future episode. Before we get into the questions, just briefly a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and FanGraphs as a RotoGraphs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called CoveCast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So I'm going to try to get to more questions than usual today. Sometimes I take a really long time answering these questions, but going to do my best to get to more of your questions today. First question comes from Drew, who asks, do you think the front office is confident the offensive success the Giants had in a 60-game season will translate over a 162-game season? Are you? And then Drew says, I would like to see them add an impact middle-of-the-order bat this offseason, especially with no DH in 2021. So there's a lot to unpack here. The first thing to say is that so much of what the Giants were able to do this season in 60 games did look legitimate. It wasn't some kind of fluky result based on a small sample. They legitimately moved the needle in terms of what we should expect out of this offense moving forward. And so much of that has to go, so much of the credit needs to go to the coaching staff and the hitting coaches, Justin Vealey, Donnie Ecker, and Dustin Lind. I don't know that they think they'll have that level of success. Like, I don't know if over 162, they think they'll be eighth in MLB in runs scored, be among the best teams in weighted runs created plus, which is an all-encompassing offensive metric where they ranked very highly because they were one of the best offensive teams. So I don't know about that. But of course, the composition of the team will change. It won't be entirely the same team coming back. They're not figuring to lose anyone of serious consequence. And so, if anything, they're going to add. So I do think they're pretty confident in where they are offensively. And likewise, I am pretty confident. I'm not saying they're a top eight offensive team in baseball, but clearly they could be at least average, which I think is a step forward from where they were when Zaidi took over. And to be clear, I think they could easily be better than average, but average is kind of a floor in terms of my expectations moving forward. In terms of them adding an impact middle-of-the-order bat, I mean, that's like, of course, who wouldn't want them to add an impact middle-of-the-order bat? But those guys don't grow on trees. Maybe there's just one of those guys in free agency in George Springer, and I definitely don't think the Giants will be the number one most likely team to sign George Springer, nor should they be, really. I don't think he's that perfect of a fit like Mookie Betts would have been. Bryce Harper was. I don't know if he's the guy to splurge on. And in terms of no DH in 2021, we don't know that for sure. I think the league and the players are going to potentially try to come to an agreement that could bring the DH back. That would be the league surrendering something that the players want in order for maybe the league to get something that they want, like an expanded postseason. So anyway, I'm going to cut it off there and move on to question number two. RMAC asks, chances we have both Posey and Bart on the big league roster full-time this upcoming season, considering Bart's 2020 performance? I think the chances are low, especially to start the season. I think there's probably very little chance that Joey Bart is on the opening day roster. Because let's be clear, he was bad as a major leaguer in 2020, despite the hugely high expectations that fans had, thinking, you know, that front office was crazy for not calling him up sooner. But clearly he had some development left. And hopefully there's a minor league season to some extent. And I think they would love for Bart to get some more reps there. So I do believe they're going to probably target someone, possibly Steven Vogt, for a reunion to come back. Vogt is currently under contract with the Diamondbacks, but I believe he has a club option that the Diamondbacks are almost certain to decline, given that Vogt had a very poor season. But I think the potential is still there. You like that ability to go lefty and righty with Posey and Vogt. So I would not be surprised at all if they bring back a veteran to pair with Posey and Bart, maybe later in the year, but not to start the year, certainly. Tom asks, when will we hear if anyone claimed Brad Hand? Well, I believe it's 48 hours after he went on waivers that, you know, the waiver period ends. And so probably shortly after that, I think the news of Hand being put on waivers was Thursday morning. So sometime tomorrow on Saturday is when I would expect news about whether or not he cleared waivers. Cobert Gobert from a few days ago asked, do you think the 2021 Giants' best offensive player will be on the roster by the end of this year, by December 31st? And that's an easy one for me because the answer is Mike Yastrzemski. The dude had an MVP type season. Yes, some of it didn't necessarily look sustainable. Like, he's not going to probably be that good as he was this year, but it's easy for me to say that he could definitely be their best offensive player in 2021, and that wouldn't be some kind of negative about the 2021 team. He really proved a lot this year, and he's just been phenomenal ever since he kind of established himself in July of 2019. So yes, I do think their best offensive player will be on the roster by the end of this year. All right, coming up next, more questions and answers. But first, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll just continue running through your questions from Twitter. Michael asks, could Jake Lamb or Alex Wood be free agent options? Lamb is a left-handed third baseman who's been an all-star in the past and has some power, and Wood has had some great seasons working with Farhan in LA. Now, both of those statements are true, but I still don't really think that they're the best options that will be out there. And the reason for that is simply that both of these players have really not done well in the recent past. And I don't think it's a case of just like one down year and they're in store for a rebound. Like in the case of Jake Lamb, I don't know what happened to this guy. Honestly, I'd have to dig in deeper, but he's been bad since 2018. So kind of 3 years, 18, 19, and 20. Obviously, this year was shortened. But he's been about 20% below average in each of those 3 years. So he's been consistently bad. If it's like a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training, I could possibly see that. But if you're hoping that he's the guy who's going to fill that role, I would be underwhelmed with that signing. But I wouldn't be underwhelmed if they just invited him to spring training on a minor league contract and just wanted to get a look at him. He's not a great defensive player at all. The Diamondbacks had him playing first base a lot. He's not a great base runner. He was good offensively for a couple of years, but that's pretty much all he has to show for himself at this point. He does have power, you're right. He did have a tendency to draw some walks, but those skills, I mean, the walk rate, except for this year, has still been good, but I'm concerned about Jake Lamb and his future in the game. Oh, and in terms of Alex Wood, it's kind of a similar story where he's just been injured and ineffective in the recent past, and it's been a couple of years. Like in 2019 with the Reds, he only made 7 starts, and they were awful. And then this year with the Dodgers, they were kind of hoping for a rebound season, and it just didn't happen. He was not very good, only pitched 12 and two-thirds innings, very bad number. So again, if he's a minor league signing or like a, you know, 1 year, $1 million or $2, $3 million at most, just a depth move, someone you're not totally relying upon, but someone you want to invite to spring, see if you can get them healthy and see if they can get back to being good. But I don't have a tremendous amount of faith in Wood at this point. Pac Bell Partisan asks, which current minor league giant will be the first to make their debut in 2021? That's a tough one for me. Like, I want to say it's most likely to probably be a relief pitcher, just like we saw Caleb Berger make his debut in the, you know, was it opening day or the next day, whatever it was. He was on the opening day roster and he kind of came out of nowhere to make the team. So I would expect something like that. Was it Camilo Doval who was on the taxi squad for the Giants late in the year? He's only pitched in the very low levels of the minors, but he was on the taxi squad, so maybe it's Doval. I don't know that I can give you a specific name, but I don't think it's like Elliot Ramos or Sean Jelly or Seth Corey. I think it's going to be probably a reliever. Rohan asks, if we continue to see moves like this, I think he's talking about the Brad Hand one, cost-cutting moves, what should we expect from Farhan? Even more value signings like Gausman last year, or less because of the impact of COVID? It's a great question, and it's the great unknown, because early indications are this could be a very, very difficult winter for players and a very slow winter for fans and front offices. Because we're, you know, like you're saying, we're seeing cost-cutting moves, surprising moves in some cases, like with Brad Hand. And if Hand clears waivers, I keep feeling like this is Groundhog Day with, what is it, Punxsutawney Phil. If we see the groundhog shadow, that means it's going to be a cold 2 more months of winter, whatever it is. If Brad Hand clears waivers, it's going to be a dark winter. Brad Hand is like the groundhog. This is a real test here. If he clears waivers, to me, that's a strong indication that this is going to be a very dark winter. And I said on Twitter, this is kind of off topic, but if there's a case for the Giants not to make a claim on Brad Hand, and I think it centers around the fact that if Hand were to make it to them, it means that 20 plus other teams passed on him at that 1 year and $10 million. And by the way, we talked all about this Brad Hand stuff yesterday. So if you're confused what I'm talking about, go back and listen to yesterday's show. But if 20 plus other teams passed on him, then that probably means those teams think his value is less than 1 year, $10 million. And so if that's true, then the Giants might feel like the market for him, like they could get him for less than that. But the problem with that is that there's uncertainty when you allow him to field offers from other teams. And so if it were me, I would just say, throw caution to the wind and make the claim. But if it doesn't happen, it's a strong indication that values are going to be low this year for free agents. So what do I expect? That's ultimately your question. I think hopefully more. Hopefully we'll continue to see those types of value signings, and hopefully there are more opportunities. I know it would be bad overall for the league and for the players, but if you're a team, if this ends up happening, where just quality players are not finding offers that are sufficient, if you're a team like the Giants, you could potentially take advantage of that. And so I would hope that they do, but there's a chance that they don't, because the league lost a bunch of money this year. I think they're saying they lost $3 billion collectively. And what is also a fact is that we don't know what the future is going to look like, if fans are going to even be in the stands in 2021. So a lot of teams' revenue does come from the gate, like from ticket sales and concessions and all that. And so if you're not having any of that, it changes the financial landscape dramatically. And so I don't know what to expect, and we're going to find out together, but I would hope the Giants will be a team that tries to take advantage of this situation instead of just falling in line with everybody else potentially and just contributing to what could be an ice cold winter. All right, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted questions on Twitter. If we didn't get to your question today, not to worry, we may get to it in a future episode. This is a daily show Monday through Friday. Thank you for listening today, but be sure to come back on Monday. There'll be news to talk about. We'll know whether or not the Giants extended a qualifying offer to any of their free agents, specifically Kevin Gausman, who is a candidate. And we'll definitely have an answer about Brad Hand at that point. So come back on Monday for that episode. If you're a fan of the show, please consider rating it in the Apple Podcast Store. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. I cannot wait to be with you again on Monday. And until then, we'll see you next time.